Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
God has given His Word, and when you speak His Word, you're speaking power. You're wielding the sword of the Spirit. We are in a battle, and speaking God's Word is your weapon. It's the only weapon that you need.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak, speak, speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, A Glimpse into Heaven.
Speak the Word.
Friends, we don't know with things looking that the way they are in the world today. We just look around, brothers and sisters, and we just feel like according to scriptures, that the time for Jesus to return is getting nearer and nearer all the time. And I know people might say, well, Pastor Joe, people's been saying Jesus is coming back for the last 100 years and He hasn't come back yet. But He did promise and He is coming back. And He did go away to prepare a place, you know, just for you and just for me. So that's what I want to talk about, because it's a glorious future that awaits me and you. But hear me, I want you to really hear me. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be there. And I want you to think real hard about that, because I really believe in my spirit that there are a lot of people that I'm speaking to that maybe you might be a member of a church or something like that, but you've never really accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I pray as I'm teaching this word and giving you a glimpse into heaven, what it's going to be like, that you're going to be more excited about accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you sure don't want to be left behind. But we all know that if our names are not found written in that book, we're not going back with Him. And should we decease before Jesus comes back, we won't get raised up, because according to the Bible, when Jesus comes back, for us that are still living, those that belong to the kingdom of God, those in Christ, He says, will raise up first. He will raise them up first and then bring us up. So I'm really looking forward to that. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, in a New Living Translation, Jesus said, all who are victorious will be clothed in white. And He says, I will never erase their names from the book of life, but I will announce before my Father and His angels that they are mine. And Jesus is going to announce to His Father, that's Father God, our God, that we belong to Him. Friends, this is a city that's far more glorious than anything the human mind can ever hope to comprehend. And the best thing that you and I can do is to make the necessary preparations so we can go and see it for ourselves. Praise God. According to Romans 8:37, nothing can ever separate us from God's love. And in verse 38 and 39, it says, no, through all these things, He says, we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. And verse 38 says, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate you and me from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I think that's really a mouthful, and that you really need to think about that. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. That all of those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior will get to see heaven one day and come face to face with our Lord. One day, we all, if our name is found in that book, in the Lamb's Book of Life, we are going to come face to face with our Lord Jesus Christ. However, while we're here on this earth, we have been given certain privileges and we've been given rights as a child of God. And these rights and privileges, when exercised, will make your stay on this earth a lot more enjoyable. And, you know, I shared this story as an example in the first part of the message, but for the sake of those who didn't hear the first part, I'm going to repeat it again because I really feel like that it needs repeating. There was a young man that had bought himself a ticket to America, so he went and boarded the ship, not realizing that his ticket covered all the food that he could eat, a nice warm bed to sleep in. He boarded the ship and went immediately to the bottom of the ship. And for the whole duration of the trip, keeping out of sight, he lived off some bread and water that he had brought with him. And at the end of his trip, when the ship docked and he came up, the captain asked him where he'd been and if he had a ticket. And the man pulled it out and said, "Oh, yes," he says, "I have a ticket." And the captain said to him, "You didn't have to stay below. Your ticket covers everything." And, you know, and I capitalize everything. Because when you become a child of the living God, you have access to everything. Jesus has given us access into the kingdom of God, to everything that belongs to Him now belongs to us. So He didn't leave anything out. He just gave us all of it. And so when you choose to exercise your authority while you are here on the earth, and I hope you're hearing me about this, for according to Luke, Jesus has given us authority. In Luke 10, verses 18 through 19, Jesus said, yes, he told them. He said, "I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning." In verse 19, he says, "Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them, and nothing," he says, "will injure you." Friends, I want you to think about all these verses. But especially, I really want you to really focus on verse 20. For it says in verse 20 that, "Nevertheless, Jesus said, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." I want you to think about that. You know, because when he says that he's given us authority over everything, and that we can walk, you know, through the scorpions and the snakes and all this stuff, that all the spirits are subject to us. What he's saying is that on these demons and devils, that, you know, the spirit of anger, you know, the spirit of fear, the spirit of jealousy, all these spirits, he says, are subject to us. And a lot of people don't even realize that these spirits are subject to you, and you have the authority to cast them out. But I want you to know that he was saying, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in the fact that these spirits are subject to you." He said, but if you want to rejoice, he said, "Rejoice that your names are written in heaven." And we're going to say this a lot. No, you don't have to exercise your authority, brothers and sisters. You know, you don't have to, because God has given us free will. So we don't have to exercise. We don't have to do anything that the Bible tells us. And you still go to heaven, even if you choose not to use your authority. In other words, you can live here on this earth if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You will be able to go to heaven. But if you don't understand what your rights and privileges are, once you become a born-again Christian and become a kingdom child, then your stay here on this earth is not going to be that enjoyable for you. I can tell you that. You know, because Jesus has given us the power and authority, because we have to understand that we're not of this world. We're just passing through this world. It's not our home. Our home is in heaven. And this is where we want to go back to. And like I said, you don't have to exercise your authority, because you have been given a free will and you will go to heaven. But your stay here on this earth is not going to be very pleasant if you don't learn what your privileges are and how you can exercise your authority. I pray that you're hearing me. You know, as I said before in John 16:33 in the English Standard Version, he said, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world," he said, "you will have tribulations, but take heart," he said, "for I have overcome the world for you." Friends, there is no need to be afraid, for the Lord has equipped us with everything that we need to get us through these trials and to come out the victor. There's nothing that we lack. We can come out. We can be the victorious ones. in Ephesians 6:10 describes how the Lord has armed us with His armor. And verse 10 says, in a final word that He was given, He said, "Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power." He said, "Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil." He said in verse 12, "For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. We fight against mighty powers in this dark world and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." Praise God. In verse 16, it says, "In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." As a matter of fact, I have a sword that my husband that's deceased had when he was retired from the military on an island in Spain. And I had a huge one I gave to my grandson, and then I have a smaller one that I kept. And you know, and sometimes I use that, and it reminds me, when I look at this sword, it just reminds me of just how sharp God's Word is. And I have so many experiences of speaking to my body and speaking to circumstances and situations, and it puts me back in remembrance to Hebrews 4:12, where He says that His Word is sharper than a two-edged sword, and that it'll cut through bone and marrow, even to the dividing of spirit and soul. So in order to do battle, you know, with the enemy, the only way that you can really, because you can't, you know, as He just told us, or, you know, we don't fight flesh and blood, you know, we're fighting, you know, in the supernatural. So, and the only way that we can win a battle there is by wielding that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So I want you to think about that and think about how sharp that Word is, and how powerful that Word is. As a matter of fact, you can go back to Gospel John chapter 1, verse 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word is God." So what's He saying here? He's saying He is His Word. And so that kind of also puts me in remembrance of when He said, when you're sick, and the Bible says, I think it's in Psalms 120, where He says He sent His Word, and it healed us and delivered us from all destruction. So we have to understand that Jesus is the Word. God is the Word. And it is so powerful that, I mean, that's all you need. So like I said, He has equipped us and has given us all of the power that we need. According to Luke 10:17, it says here, this is when Jesus has sent His disciples out. He said, "When the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to Him, 'Lord, even the demons obey us when we use Your name.'" Hallelujah. Yes, these verses here are so important for you to understand. And so I'm going to repeat them again. Look, Jesus said, He says, "I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. And nothing," He says, "will injure you, but don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you." We just talked about that just a few minutes ago. But friends, I want you to think about all these verses, and I'm going to repeat this one again, but I want you to understand that God don't want us to, He don't want us to rejoice over the fact that these spirits are subject to us. We've got the power to cast them out, but He wants us to focus that our names are written in heaven. And that's my point to make today, is your name, and the day before, is that your name is now listed in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I tell you what, brothers and sisters, I'm thankful today that that's where my name is written. And it took me a long time. I was a late bloomer coming to the Lord, but I have been trying to run a really good race since then. And I regret the time that I wasted before I met the Lord, but God Himself knows. He knew when I was going to accept Jesus. And He also knows when you're going, if you haven't already. Most of you probably have already accepted Jesus, but some of you listening, maybe you haven't. But it's never too soon. But it can be too late, because as long as you're breathing, there's hope. But when you're no longer breathing, there is no hope. And I know some denominations think you can pray for people after they've already taken their last breath, but that's not true. When they're gone, they're gone. Praise God. You know, you can exercise your authority by speaking God's word over your bodies when Satan tries to put sickness on you. As a matter of fact, a while back, my husband David was experiencing problems with his teeth. So he went to see his dentist and he sent David to a specialist for more x-rays. And it seemed that when they looked at it, that there was a dark spot, you know, on his tooth. So his dentist automatically thought that he would need to have a root canal. But I prayed over him the day that he was leaving to go see the specialist. I prayed over him and I was praying. This was the prayer that I was praying, which sounds good, but it's not all that good. I was praying that the Lord would give the doctor the wisdom that he needed to handle this and also a pain-free visit for David. And you would think, well, Pastor Joe, why isn't that a good prayer? What, don't you want to pray that the doctors, you know, can have the wisdom to do this and the wisdom to do that and the nurses? And yes, I do. But I also know, as I was talking about before, you have been given certain privileges and authority here on this earth. And in that, he has given me the authority, according to Mark 11:21, he has given me the authority to speak to the mountain. And in this case, David's tooth was the mountain, and he'd given me the authority to speak to it, okay? As I was praying, the Lord impressed upon me that I should pray for it to be gone. You know, if I was praying for David, I was praying this prayer for him, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit, you know, just revealed to me that I should pray for this to be gone. And apparently the Holy Spirit spoke to David at the same time, and he confirmed it. So I prayed again, and this time I prayed different. This time taking authority over the tooth and speaking to it, also commanding Satan to stop and desist in bringing anything on my husband. Friends, desist means to cease. It means to abstain. It means desist from acts of sabotage. And friends, sabotage, that's what Satan and his demons do so well. Sabotage means to deliberately destroy or damage something. In John 10:10, in the English Standard Version, it says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord." You know, long story short, when David went to the other dentist, when he went to the specialist, the dark spot was gone. Praise God. You know, this is what I mean, brothers and sisters, when I say we need to exercise our authority as believers. As I told you earlier, you have rights and you have privileges as a blood-bought child of God. And, you know, I like to thank God. As a matter of fact, I was doing that this morning, thanking God that I am a blood-bought child of God and that I belong to the kingdom. And as a matter of fact, according to the Word of God in Ephesians, I'm sitting at the right hand of Jesus, you know, the Father's and then Jesus and then me. That's where you're sitting. He raised us up with Him. Praise God. So remember, you can also speak and you can also take authority over the devil when he's stealing from you. In closing, let me say this. The devil stole a lot of things from me. He stole my home, my husband, my finances, my health. But through confessing what God's Word says and by the grace of God, I have recovered them all and much more than what was stolen. And you know, and this is true because it's in Proverbs 6:31. You probably want to write that down. And the reason why I received a lot more than what he took from me is because this is what the Bible says in Proverbs 6:31. It said, if you can identify the thief, he has to give it back to you seven times over. And so I think I got it back a lot more than seven times over, you know, what he's stolen from me. And so now I got a question. What has Satan stolen from you? You know, have you lost your job? Maybe, you know, some people, I know a lot of people are having trouble finding jobs right now. Have you lost a level of health that you once enjoyed? Maybe you were really a healthy person, being able to come and go as you please, and then all of a sudden the enemy has attacked you with some type of illness, some type of sickness, and now you can't enjoy your health like you once could. You know, so have your dreams turned to nightmares? You know, a lot of times, you know, we have dreams, brothers and sisters, and if we're not careful and we don't follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and follow the Word of God, then it's not going to be dreams anymore. He's going to turn it into nightmares for you. You know, I would suggest that you sit down and began to write down the things Satan has stolen from you, basing this on the Word of God in Proverbs 6:31. I know that when I sat down and I wrote down, when the Lord brought this verse back to me, I began to sit down and write down the things that the enemy had stolen from me, and I began to pray over that. And I want you to know today that I have received, this was back in 2005. I received it all back, I think in 2009, 2010. Received back everything 100 times over what he stole from me. But you know, I could have sat there and I could have felt sorry for myself. And I could have just asked God, God, why? You know, I'm a good Christian. I mean, I was ministering to the inmates and I was being their chaplain and I was helping them for free, you know, just being a mouthpiece for you. Why would you let the devil take my husband? Why would you let me lose my house? And why this and why, you know, all, asking God all these questions. But God didn't have anything to do with that. The enemy is the one that did those things to me. I've mentioned this on my programs before. Don't get upset and blame God for a tragedy, you know, maybe an accident or death or a loved one or something like that in your family, because God didn't have anything to do with that. You know, so we just have to know, we have to know what God's Word says. And when the Lord brought that verse back to me in Proverbs 6:31, I wrote it down and then I sat down and began to write down what he told me. And so that's a good thing to do. And so I would begin to put God in remembrance of his Word too. And you'll find that in Isaiah 43:26, as he's asked us to do. And I repeat that a lot, you know, that's really an awesome verse in Isaiah 43:26. Says, put me in remembrance. Let us argue together. Set forth your case that you may be proved right. And listen to what God said through his prophet Joel. He said, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. You'll find that in Joel 2:25. And my friends, God loves, I want you to know that God loves to restore what has been devoured in our lives. That is his specialty. Now let's go back and I want to take another glimpse, a quick glimpse of a place called heaven. When we get to heaven, there will be no more pain, brothers and sisters. There will be no more sickness, no more fear, no more tears. Just think about that. None of the things that steal your joy or bring tears to your eyes are going to be in heaven. Only tears of joy. The Bible tells us that we are pilgrims and strangers in this world right now. So however, when we enter the gates of this glorious city, we will have laid down the burdens of this existence and gone to a perfect place. When we get there, saints, we will be home, praise God. I am convinced that nothing can separate me and separate you from the love of God. I want you to never, never forget that.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I praise you and I thank you, for according to your word, we're not of this earth. We're just strangers and sojourners passing by. Give us, O Lord, the wisdom to focus on the things above and not on all these things that are going on around us. There are so many things that are being taught and prophesied in the world today, but you have told us to focus on the things above since we've been raised to a new life with Christ, to set our sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor. Give us the grace and the courage, Lord, to not get lost in despair, but to continue to believe in you and keep on believing in you. Lord, you said, let not our heart be troubled, that you will never leave us or forsake us like orphans, and that you will return. And all who have accepted you, Lord Jesus, will see heaven. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening, and join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.